Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo 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 Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Okay, so we're telling the lifetime, we're telling about the activities of the great king Maharaj Priyavrata as described in the fifth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam.
我们前几课一直在讲述圣典伯加瓦坛第五篇当中对于伟大的国王 Priyavrata 的活动的描述。
Right. So we were telling how Priyavrata had gone to the mountains with Narada Muni, and he'd done a lot of austerity there with Narada Muni in the mountains, and he was quite attached to being a brahmachari.
Priyavrata 和 Narada Muni 牧尼一起去了山上进行苦行，他非常依附于成为一位真守生。
But his father came there, and his father wanted him to come home to take over to rule the kingdom.
可是他的父亲去了那里，希望他回家接管王国。
The father wanted to retire. He wanted to take vanaprast and go into the forest and do austerity. So there was some discussion between Manu and Narada Muni. Manu wanted the son to come home. Narada Muni thought he should stay with him.
所以马努和纳德穆尼之间就展开了讨论。马努希望他回家，而纳德穆尼希望他跟自己待在一起。So
ultimately, Lord Brahma came there and Lord Brahma resolved the issue, and Lord Brahma said it would be better for Priyavrata to go home and to take up the responsibility to rule the kingdom.
最后, Brahma 就去了，来解决了这个问题。他说：“最好 Priyavrata 回家，肩负起这掌管王国的职责。”But
at the same time, he told Priyavrata that you can always maintain your position, your spiritual position. You won't lose your spiritual advancement.
同时呢，他还告诉 Priyavrata， 你永远不会失去你的灵性进步，你会永远保持你的地位。So
Narada Muni agreed that okay, let Priyavrata go home.
Narada Muni 就答应，好吧，Priyavrata 可以回家了。And
Priyavrata came back. Manu went to the forest, retired, and Priyavrata became the king, the ruler.
Priyavrata 就返回了王国，Manu退隐去了森林。
Actually, Priyavrata is not just ruling a tiny kingdom, he's ruling the whole universe.
实际上, Priyavrata 统治的不是一个小王国，而是全宇宙。
Because he's the grandson of Lord Brahma.
因为他是主 Brahma 的孙子。
So some manus that only rule the earth, but Swayambhuva Manu, he was ruling the universe.
有些 Manu 只是统治地球，而 Swayambhuva Manu 统治全宇宙。
And Maharaj Priyavrata, he took over that position in charge of the whole universe.
Maharaj Priyavrata 就接管了掌管全宇宙的职责。
So when he became the ruler, although he was engaged in all kinds of material activities, he always remembered the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord.
虽然他成为统治者之后，从事了物质的活动，但他永远冥想着主至尊主的莲花足。
Yeah, Maharaj Priyavrata was free. He was a pure devotee.
Maharaj Priyavrata 是一位纯粹的奉献者。
But he took up that responsibility to rule the material world, to show respect for his superiors.
但是他接管了统治物质世界的职责，只是为了尊重他长者的命令。
So it's proper etiquette to give respect to our superiors, just like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says the mode of goodness is to show respect for your mother and father.
所以按照礼仪，人应该尊重自己的尊长。所以在佛教梵歌当中，主 Krishna 也说，在善良形态当中，一个人应该尊重自己的父母。
You should also respect, of course, you should worship the Supreme Lord, and you should respect the Brahmanas and the spiritual teachers.
你们应该崇拜至尊主，但同时也应该尊重 Brahmana 至尊的老师。
And even your parents are not devotees, but still we should respect them.
即便你们的父母亲不是奉献者，仍然应该尊重他们。
So Priyavrata was a liberated soul. He was not attracted to material things.
Priyavrata 是已经是解脱灵魂，对于物质的事物并不受到吸引。
But Lord Brahma told him to take up the job, to govern, to look over all the affairs of the universe.
而主 Brahma 告诉他要去关照全宇宙的这个事物。
Just like Arjuna didn't want to fight, but Krishna told him, no, you have to do it. It's your duty.
正像 Arjuna 并不想作战，而 Krishna 告诉他，不，你必须作战，这是你的职责。
So Maharaj Priyavrata was the greatest, he is the highest yogi.
Maharaj Priyavrata 是最崇高的 yogi.
And he's showing that a devotee is not afraid of going anywhere.
他展示出奉献者不惧怕去任何地方。
Devotee can go to hell for Krishna.
奉献者为了 Krishna 甚至可以去下地狱。
We see heaven and hell, liberation, all the same.
我们把天堂、地狱、地球都看成是一样的。
So Priyavrata came back from the mountain to become the king, to become the in charge of the all the government affairs. But it was all the same to him. It didn't affect him.
Priyavrata 就从山中返回，成为了国王，承担起管理事务。但对于他而言，这是一样的。
Yeah.Just like Uttama Adhikaris, the topmost devotees, they come down to the second level to preach Krishna consciousness.
正像 Uttama Adhikari, 从最高的，他们是最高级流的奉献者，但是他们降到二流奉献者来传播 Krishna 之觉。
So Priyavrata came back, became the ruler, and so because he'sIn the materialistic environment, he has to take a wife. So he got married to the daughter of Vishwakarma.
Priyavrata 就返回家，返回王国，成为了统治者。因为他处在物质环境当中，所以必须要娶一位妻子。他就娶了 Vishwakarma 的女儿。
And he had together they had 10 sons.And one daughter.
夫妻俩生了十个儿子，一位女儿。
The daughter was the youngest.
这个女儿是最小的孩子。
So Priyavrata was trained as a brahmachari, so he can make a good householder.
Priyavrata 在伸手生生活方面受到了严格训练，所以日后也成为一个优秀的居士。
He can live peacefully with his wife and with the children.
他可以与妻子孩子们平和的生活。
Family life means you should have a wife.
家居生活意味着必须有妻子。
So when Lord Chaitanya was at home, he also had a wife.
当主 Chaitanya 在家中的时候也娶了妻子。
When the first wife died,Then he took a second wife.
当他的第一位妻子离世之后，他又续娶了第二位妻子。
So Priyavrata, he had renounced everything, but he came back home. So he accepted a wife and he had children.
Priyavrata 已经弃绝了一切。但是当他返回家中之后，他娶了一位妻子，也生了孩子。
So having a wife and children, that is enjoyment, that is material pleasure.
娶妻生子属于物质的活动，物质的享乐。
So Maharaj Priyavrata he's accepted enjoyment in the material world.But after some time, he will also give it up.
Maharaj Priyavrata 就接受了在物质世界里的物质享乐，但是过了段时间之后，他也放弃了。
It's not eternal. You don't remain in materialistic family life forever.
不是永恒的，一个人不能永远的停留在物质的享乐当中。
Successful family life is when you can move on into the next ashram and retire from family life.
成功的家庭生活就意味着一个人可以进展到下一个 ashram, 退出家庭生活。
So he had 10 sons and 3 of them were brahmacharis, completely celibate.
他有十位儿子，其中三位是完全的真守生。
The other seven, they got married.
其余七位儿子结了婚。
And they took up some responsibility in overseeing the affairs of the universe.
他们承担起掌管整个宇宙事物的职责。
Okay, so then what happened next was, so because they didn't marry and because they were very controlled in their senses, they became very great saintly persons.
因为他们都完全控制了感官，因此就成为非常伟大的圣者们。
And they took shelter of the Supreme Lord Vasudeva.
他们托庇了至尊主 Vasudeva.
And they became very advanced in devotional service.
他们在奉爱服务方面是非常进步的。
So that is the perfection of the human life.
所以那就是人生的完美境界。
They had no attachment for the home. They were completely detached.
他们不依恋家庭，他们完全弃绝了。
Because they have full control over their mind and senses.
因为他们彻底控制了心意与感官。
They can fix their mind fully on the service to the Supreme Lord.
他们将心意全然地专注于对至尊主的服务当中。
And they develop pure love for the Lord.
而且他们发展起对至尊主的奉爱，纯粹的爱。
So then Priyavrata, he had another wife, one wife, because he's a king, He's very powerful, very wealthy. He can support more than one woman, so he took another wife.
因为 Priyavrata 王他特别有力量，又是非常富裕的，所以他不只有一位妻子，他还有另外一位妻子。
Because there's always usually more women than men.
因为妇女的女子的数量通常要比男子的数量多。
So women need to be married.
而女人是需要结婚的。
So some men are very qualified, they can take more than one wife.
有一些男子是很有资格，因此可以娶不止一位妻子。
So Maharaj Priyavrata had three sons by the second wife.
Priyavrata 王就和第二位妻子生了三位儿子。
And these were also very advanced devotees.
他们也全都是非常进步的奉献者。
So Maharaj Priyavrata ruled the universe for a very long time.
Maharaj Priyavrata 统治宇宙时间为期很长。
Millions of years of our time.
按照我们的时间计算，有上百万年。
Because remember, our time, compared to Brahma, Brahma lives 100 years. One day of Brahma is many, many millions of years of our time.
因为，主 Brahma 也活一百年，但是主 Brahma 的一天相当于我们的上百万年。
So Priyavrata is the son, the grandson of Brahma. So he also lived a long time.
Priyavrata 是 Brahma 的孙子，所以也很长寿。
He was very powerful. He had very powerful arms. And anybody who would break the religious principles, they would have to run in fear for him.
他非常有力量，有强大的臂膀。有任何打破宗教原则的人，都害怕他，都逃得远远的。
So Priyavrata, he had a very strong attachment for his wife. His wife was a very, very beautiful woman.
Priyavrata 王非常依恋自己的妻子，他妻子是非常美貌的。
And his wife knew how to attract Priyavrata. She dressed herself very beautifully. She would smile at him, and she would look at him and laugh at him, and she would increase Priyavrata's desires to enjoy her.
他的妻子知道如何穿装打扮得非常美丽，而且是他的瞥视以及他的微笑，而且他也知道怎样能撩动她丈夫的心意，能跟自己一起进行享乐。
So although Priyavrata was a great soul, when he was with his wife, he behaved just like an ordinary man.
尽管 Priyavrata 是伟大的灵魂，当他和自己的妻子在一起的时候，就像一个普通人那样。
He became completely attached to his wife.
他变得完全依附自己的妻子们。
And so because in Priyavrata, he has a big position, so he needs a wife to keep him, to give him energy, to encourage him.
因为 Priyavrata 的地位非常崇高，所以需要妻子来鼓励他。
Priyavrata was very strict. He was very strict in maintaining the universe. He didn't let people break the law.
Priyavrata 在维系宇宙方面非常严格的，不允许任何人打破法律。
But he himself was very weak in the hands of his wife when he was with his wife.
而他自己和他妻子在一起的时候却非常的软弱。
So his wife was a great encouragement to him.
他的妻子对于他而言是非常，对他是一个很大的激励和动力。
We see that when men have a big job, a big position, big responsibility, they need to have a very good wife with them to encourage them.
我们看到，当一位男子他有非常好的工作，地位很高，他职责很重的时候，就需要有优秀的妻子来鼓励他。
We have a saying. They say, behind every great man, there's a greater woman.
有一句谚语说，在每一位伟大的男子背后，都有一位更加伟大的女子。
Right.Because that woman, she gives power to that man to do his duty.
那位女子就给这位男子力量，更大的力量，以执行他自己的职责。
So especially if you're in politics or some kind of material life enjoying karma, you need to have a good wife.
尤其是当一个人处于特殊的地位上，他。就是从事物质的活动，有一些 karma， 他就需要很好的妻子。
So Priyavrata's wife, she was very expert in pleasing her husband.
Priyavrata 王的妻子擅长于取悦自己的丈夫。
She pleased him by dressing very nicely and by smiling at him nicely and her different feminine features to attract him.
他的自己，他的自己穿着的非常的美丽，他也知道怎样动人的微笑，他还有使用了一些女性的特殊的魅力来吸引自己的丈夫。
So although Priyavrata was actually a liberated soul, a great soul, it appeared like he was just under the control of his wife.
虽然 Priyavrata 是解脱了的伟大灵魂，但是表面上好像他处在自己妻子的控制之下。
So that's a way of material life, like that.
这就是物质的生活方式。
So just to understand the power of Priyavrata, Srila Vyasadeva is described here some of the activities of Priyavrata.
为了理解 Priyavrata 的力量 Vyasadeva 在此描述了他的一些活动。
So when Priyavrata was ruling the universe, one time he wasn't satisfied with how the sun is going around how the sun is lighting up the universe.
当 Priyavrata 在统治宇宙期间，他对于太阳如何照亮全宇宙感到不满意。
The sun god has a chariot and he's going around the Sumeru mountain to light up the different planets in the universe.
太阳神他有驾驭着自己的战车，就绕着 Sumeru 山来照亮不同的星球。
But when the sun is on the northern side, then the southern side is in darkness.
但是当太阳在这山的北部的时候，山南部就处在黑暗当中。
And when the sun is on the southern side, the north side is in darkness.
而当太阳在山的南部时候，山的北部又处于黑暗当中了。
So Priyavrata didn't like this. He decided to make daylight.Everywhere.
Priyavrata 王不喜欢这种情况，他希望每一个地方都有白天。
Yeah, he decided where it was night, he would make it daylight.
他希望把黑夜变成白天。
So he followed the sun god. The sun god was in his chariot, and he followed on his chariot.
所以他就太阳神有自己的战车，而他就驾驭着自己的战车，跟在太阳神的战车之后。
Because he was Priyavrata was almost as powerful as the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
因为 Priyavrata 跟至尊性格神首几乎是一样有力量。
Because he had worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so he became also very powerful.
因为他崇拜至尊性格神手，所以他也变得一样有力量了。
And so also from this information, we can learn that the sun is not fixed in one place, that the sun actually moves around the universe.
从这一条信息我们可以得知，太阳它不是固定不移的，而是在全宇宙都绕行。
People sometimes think the sun is fixed in one place and all the planets are rotating around the sun, but it's not like that in the Vedas.
有的人以为这个宇宙是日心说，所有的星球都围绕着太阳而运行，但是韦达经却不是这样认为的。
No, the sun moves for 6 months on the northern side of the Sumeru mountain.
太阳在苏美鲁山的北部运行6个月。
And then it moves 6 months on the southern side of the Sumeru mountain.
又在苏美鲁山的南部运行6个月。
So it's when summer here in the north, then it's winter in the south.
所以当北部处在夏季的时候，在南部就是处于冬季。
Just like now is summer here, we're in the northern hemisphere. But if you go to Australia, New Zealand, now is winter.
就像我们现在在北半球是夏季，但是如果你们去澳大利亚、新西兰，那里正处在冬季。
So Maharaj Priyavrata had a very powerful chariot, but he was not trying to compete with the sun.
所以 Priyavrata 是一个非常有力量的，就战车御者，但是他并没有跟太阳竞争。
He just wanted to benefit the people in the material existence.
他只是想去裨益物质存在当中的众生。
So we see in the months of April and May that the sun is very pleasing.
我们看到在四月、五月期间呢，太阳是非常令人愉悦的。
And similarly in October and November, the morning and evening, the sun gives more warmth.
同样的，在十月、十一月，太阳就是在早晚的时候会给予人们很大的热量。
So Maharaj Priyavrata was very powerful.
Priyavrata Maharaj 是非常有力量的。
Another thing which he did was when he drove his chariot behind the sun, the rim, you know the rim, the wheel of the chariot has a rim, the rims on his chariot wheels, they made impressions, they made some track on the surface, and that these tracks became oceans, it became filled with water.
所以当 Priyavrata 王驾驭他的战车的时候，他的车轮就在下面的表面就留下了深深的印记，这样呢就形成了海洋。
So in this way that the different planets in the middle of the universe, they became divided into 7 different islands.
因此在宇宙的不同，他就把宇宙分成了不同的岛屿。
In the Vedas, sometimes the planets which are in outer space, they're compared to islands.
按照韦达经，外太空的各个星球，被比喻为岛屿当中岛屿。
So although the planets are in space, they're like an island in the ocean of the space.
所以漂浮在外太空当中的各个星球就好像在海洋当中的各个岛屿一样。
So Priyavrata drove his chariot behind the sun, and he created these seven different oceans.
Priyavrata 王就驾驭着战车跟在太阳神之后，就形成了七个海洋。
So, these different planets, they're all in what's called Bhumandala.
这七个 these seven planets, 这七个星球、
yeah.
星系呢被称为是 Bhumandala.
Right, there's different levels of planets in the universe. One is called Bhuloka and Bhuvarloka. First you have Bhuloka and then Bhuvarloka, and then above Bhuvarloka is Swargaloka.
在宇宙当中就有不同的星系，有 Bhuloka、 Bhuvarloka， 在 Bhuvarloka 之上呢是 Swargaloka。
Just like when we chant the Gayatri Mantra, we chant Om Bhur Bhuvah Swatat Savitu Varinyam, like that, right? Om Bhur Bhuvah. These are the Swar. Om Bhur Bhuvah Swatat. These are the different planets. There's the planet system of Bhuloka, and then Bhuvarloka, and then Swargaloka.
刚才呢唱诵的就是Gayatri Mantra 当中的这个诗节，所以就是在Bhuloka也有不同的星系，在 Bhuvarloka 也有不同的星系， Swargaloka 也有不同的星系。
Swargaloka means the heavenly planets where Indra lives.
Swargaloka 是天堂，是 主 Indra 居住的地方。
And all these different planets, all these different planets, they're under the control of the sun god.
这些不同的星系都处在太阳神的控制之下。
And so when we chant the Gayatri Mantra, some people, they're worshipping the sun god.
当念诵 Gayatri Mantra 的时候，有的人他就用这个来崇拜太阳神。
So we said Priyavrata created these seven islands. So the water around each of them is different liquids.Around each of the islands.
Priyavrata 王他创造了七大岛屿，而环绕着七大岛屿外面的海洋，里面承载着不同的液体。
Yeah, there's an ocean of salt water.
有盐水之洋。
And there's an ocean of sugar cane juice.
还有甘蔗汁海洋。
Then there's an ocean of alcohol, liquor.
还有酒之洋。
Then there's another ocean of butter, clarified butter, ghee.
还有纯净酥油之洋。
And then there's one of milk.
还有牛奶之洋。
And then yogurt.
酸奶之洋。
And there's another one of sweet water.
以及甜水之洋。
So these different islands are surrounded by these different oceans.
这七大岛屿就被这七大不同的海洋所环绕着。
So Priyavrata gave these different islands to his different sons to rule.
Priyavrata 就把这些不同的岛屿交托给自己的儿子们来统治。
And then he got his daughter married also. He gave his daughter to get married, and she married Sukracharya, who's the guru of the demons.
Priyavrata 王也把自己的女儿嫁给了恶魔的 guru Sukracharya.
Sukracharya is very powerful.
Sukracharya 是非常有力量的。
It's mentioned in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita.
这在摩迦梵歌的第十章所描述。
So Maharaj Priyavrata, he was a pure devotee, and he was transcendental to the different positions of material life.
Priyavrata 是一位纯粹的、纯洁的奉献者，他对超然于物质的任何地位。
So, Maharaj Priyavrata, he's not subject to the miseries of material life.
Priyavrata 王他不受制于物质生活的任何痛苦。
Because he'd taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord.
因为他脱避了至尊主的莲花足。
He conquered his mind and senses.
他征服了自己的感官与心意。
And Srila Vyasadeva states here that even a person who may not even have any good birth, he may be untouchable, but if he takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord,He can also get free of material life.
Srila Vyasadeva 在这里描述说，即便按照出生，一个人是不可触碰的，倘若他又脱离了至尊主的莲花足，也可以摆脱物质生活。
Actually, Sukadeva Goswami is speaking to Maharaj Parikshit, and he tells him that even if the person is low-born,If he utters the holy name of the Lord once, he can get free from material life.
Srila Sukadeva Goswami 对 Parikshit 大君说，即便一个人的出生是低等的，但倘若他一次发出了圣名，他就可以摆脱物质的生活了。
So Sukadeva Goswami was thinking that.Maybe Maharaj Parikshit won't believe that Priyavrata could be so powerful.
Sukadeva Goswami, 他想，也许，Parikshit 大君他不相信 Priyavrata 王怎么能这么有力量。
So Sukadeva Goswami tells him that even a person who has no caste, who has no position in society, they can also be liberated.From the material life, just by once chanting the holy name of the Lord.
So he 就对 Parikshit 王说，即便一个人他在社会地位方面没有种姓，倘若他有一次念诵了主的圣名的话，他就能够摆脱物质的生命了。
The Supreme Lord can do everything. He's very powerful. He can do anything he likes, and the pure devotee.Can also follow the power of the Supreme Lord.
至尊主他是强大而有力量的，纯粹的奉献者也可以追随至尊主。
So it's the power of devotional service that you get so much benefit. If you do devotional service properly, can become very powerful.
这就是奉献服务的力量以及奉献服务的好处。倘若一个人正确地履行了奉献服务，他就能变得非常有力量。
So it doesn't matter where you're born, what position you're born in. The important thing is what you do, how you act, what consciousness you have.
因此，一个人的出生和他的出生时的地位并不重要，重要的是一个人他的活动，以及他做什么事情，还有重要的是他的知觉。
Some people say you have to be born a brahmana to become a brahmana.
有的人说，一个人想要成为 brahmana， 他必须天生生下来就是诞生于 brahmana 家庭。
But anybody can become a brahmana if they follow the instruction of the spiritual master.
但任何人若他认遵循灵性导师的命令，都能成为 brahmana。
This is stated in the scriptures.
这个在经典当中，这是经典当中的论断。
So we may not see the gross body, the material body changing, but the subtle body changes.
我们可能看不到他们外在的粗糙躯体有什么变化，但是精微躯体已经改变了。
The subtle body, the mind is very prominent in the subtle body. The mind changes the more we're thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord.
在精微躯体当中呢，心意是非常重要和显赫的。如果他想着主的莲花足，那就变了。
So even a low-born person can become a brahmana simply by taking initiation.
所以即便一个出生低贱的人启迪之后也能成为 brahmana。
So after some time, Maharaj Priyavrata began to consider about his position, and he remembered how he had fully surrendered to Narada Muni and he was trying to be Krishna conscious.
过一段时间， Priyavrata 王开始考虑自己的地位，他回想起自己曾经臣服了 Narada Muni， 具备了 Krishna 知觉。
And he was wondering how did he get entangled in all these material activities, having wives and children.
他开始纳闷自己怎么卷入了物质活动当中，娶妻生子。
So he became interested again in renouncing.
因此，他再度对弃绝发生了兴趣。
In the scriptures, it says, sometimes people may take to devotional service and they may get difficulty, they may fall down, they may give up the practice.
经典里说，有人他一开始接受了奉爱服务，但是遇到了困难，也许他堕落了，放弃了自己的灵修。
But,after some time, they will again come back and continue.
但过一段时间之后，他们会回来继续。
There's no loss on their part. They tried, but they had some difficulties.
对他们而言没有损失，因为他们已经尝试了努力了，但是遇到了困难。
But if somebody's not a devotee, even if it doesn't matter what they're doing material life, they don't get, you know, it's all, whatever they gain in material life, it's all finished with the body.
但倘若一个人不是奉献者，无论他在物质生活当中取得什么的成就，随着躯体的消亡也都一并消失了。
So,It doesn't matter that a person may get some difficulty, but they've done, if they come to Krishna consciousness and they do some service, it's eternal benefit for them.
一个人遇到什么样的困难都没有关系，一旦他来到 Krishna 的知觉当中从事了服务，对他而言都有永恒的好处。
So Priyavrata was like that.He was doing his devotional service, he was in the mountain, he was doing with Narada Muni, But then he came back to the material world and he got into married life and children. But he cannot remain in that family life. He knows he has to leave it.
Priyavrata Vang 就是这样，他在山里头和 Narada Muni 一起进行了奉献服务，之后他又返回家，从事了物质的生活，结婚，生了孩子，但是他不能停留在这样的物质生活当中，他知道自己必须要离开他。
So he wants to prepare himself to go back to Godhead.So he's going to give up his material situation.
他就准备回归神手，所以他就要放弃自己的物质地位。
So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes that somebody may practice yoga for a long time, and they may not be successful. They may still have some difficulty, and they may fall down.But they will take birth in a very good family.
在《摩迦梵歌》当中，主 Krishna 描述说，一个人可能修习长时间的修习瑜伽，但是不成功，失败了，以失败告终。但是之后，他会投生在一个非常好的、良好的家庭。
Yeah, they'll take birth in a pure Brahmanas family, a rich family, and there they will perfect their Krishna consciousness.
他们会投生于纯粹的 Brahmana 家庭或者是富人之家，在这样的境况当中取得完美，成为 Krishna 之觉。
So after some time Priyavrata gave up this family life and he took up again his Krishna consciousness.
过了一段时间， Priyavrata 放弃了家庭生活，再次接受了 Krishna 之觉。
He was offering obeisances to this guru and following the direction. Priyavrata was doing all. Priyavrata never forgot his guru. He was always doing, remembering his guru, but just somehow he got into material life by the order of Lord Brahma and superiors.
Priyavrata Vang. 他就顶拜自己的 guru， 他实际上他从来没有忘记他的 guru， 只是他再度进入物质生活当中，按照 Brahma 和长辈的命令。
So Prabhupada explains the rich man and the poor man, they're both under the influence of the material energy.
舍夫帕解释说，富人和穷人都在物质能量的控制之下。
So somebody's got more facility to enjoy, like the rich man, he enjoys the material life more than the poor man.
富人他们就比穷人能够更多的享受物质生活。
But they're both the rich man and the poor man are still in the material world.
但是无论贫富，他们还都是在物质世界当中。
So Priyavrata, the thinking of Priyavrata is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. It tells he's thinking that, oh, I'm so foolish. I have become attached to sense gratification.
在圣殿伯加瓦坛当中描述 Priyavrata 王，他开始这样思考，我如此的愚蠢，我竟然对于感官享乐，受到感官享乐的吸引。
But then Priyavrata said, now I've had enough. I'm not going to enjoy this anymore.
但是现在我已经受够了，我再也不想享受了。
I'm not going to be a monkey, a dance monkey in the hands of my wife.
我不想做我妻子手中的猴子。
So Priyavrata understood his situation and he knew what he had to do.
Priyavrata 王就明白了自己的处境，他也知道自己该何去何从。
So modern today, people cannot even understand how powerful Priyavrata was, that he could do all these wonderful things.
现代人他们不能够理解 Priyavata 王怎么能这么有力量，可以履行这么多的奇迹。
But we can understand Priyavrata was not only powerful materially, but he was also powerful spiritually.
而我们明白 Priyavrata 王不仅在物质上是强大力量的，而且在灵性上也是强大有力量的。
He could give up everything. He could give up beautiful wife. He could leave a powerful kingdom. Give up all this opulence.
他能放弃一切，放弃貌美如花的妻子，放弃富裕的王国。
So not easy to give up all these things.
要放弃这一切是不那么容易的。
So this shows that Priyavrata had the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
这表明 Priyavrata 王拥有至尊性格神手给他的仁慈。
When you have a beautiful wife and a beautiful home and money, and then you don't want to give them up, you become very attached.
一个人倘若有一个美丽的家，还有很多的美丽的妻子，还有大量的钱财，就不那么容易放手。
But Priyavrata had been trained by Narada Muni, so he became Krishna conscious.
因为 Priyavrata 王曾经受到 Narada Muni 的训练，因此能够成为 Krishna 之觉。
So he divided up all his possessions among his sons.
他就把全部的财产分给了不同的儿子们。
And he gave up all the attachment to his wife.
也放弃了对妻子的一切依附之心。
And he made his heart full of hearing the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
他就全心全意地聆听至尊性格神手的逍遥时光。
And in this way, he became again Krishna conscious.
就以这种方式再度拥有了 Krishna 之觉。
Right? Our heart is not meant for keeping the attachment to the family members and to the beautiful women. Our heart is meant to be attached to Krishna.
我们的心灵，不应该依恋维系着对家庭成员以及美女的这种地位，让他们放在自己心中，而应该想着至尊主 Krishna。
So we have to put Krishna in the heart.
我们要把 Krishna 放在心间。
Just like Maharaj Ambarish, he had Krishna in his heart.
就像
His mind on Krishna.
就像 Maharaj Ambarish 把 Krishna 放在自己的心中。
So, when one desires to advance in spiritual life,We have to give up attachment to material opulence.
当一个人渴望在灵修方面取得进步的话，必须要放弃物质生活。
Wealth and women are the big problem in making spiritual advancement.
在灵修方取进步方面呢，财色是两大障碍。
But Priyavrata managed to get free of them.
而 Priyavrata 就设法摆脱了这两者。
Because he'd been trained by Narada Muni.
因为他曾经得到 Narada Muni 的训练。
So the activities of Priyavrata are glorified even today by great sages.
至今为止伟大的圣人们仍然在荣耀 Priyavrata 王的活动。
No one could do what he did. No one but the Supreme Lord could do what he did.
他的所作所为除了至尊主之外没有无人可及。
He made the night into daytime.
他把夜晚变成了白昼。
And with the rims of his chariot, he made seven oceans.
他以自己的车轮创造了七大海洋。
So he is almost as good as the Supreme Lord.
他几乎就和至尊主一样了。
Another thing which Priyabrata did was he made boundaries between different people. He made, to stop the quarreling among different people, he made boundaries at the river and at the edge of mountains and at the forests so that each group of people could have their own property.
他做的另外一件事是他用河流、山脉以及森林创造了边界 以便不同的人群居住在不同的领域之内以避免他们之间的争吵。
Yeah, because the different people, different kinds of tribe people, different races, different, they have different culture, different customs, they quarrel with each other.
因为不同的种族不同的民族都各有各自的文化习俗有时候之间就会有争吵。
So Priyavrata made, he gave each of these people their different places where they could reside.
Priyavrata 王就把不同的地方给这些不同的人群居住。
So we see that today also.
所以今天呢我们也看到这种情况。
So Maharaj Priyavrata considered the opulence of the material world to be hellish.
Priyavrata 王他认为物质世界的富裕是地狱一样。
And he had no attraction for the heaven or anywhere in the material world.
对物质世界的无论天堂还是哪里他都没有一点兴趣。
Not attracted to any kind of opulence, anything. He only wants devotional service.
无论是对于富裕还是任何事物，他都不感兴趣，他只对奉献服务感兴趣。
Because Maharaj Priyavrata had tasted the bliss of devotional service, so he had no interest in the material life anymore.
因为Maharaj Priyavrata 已经品尝到了奉献服务的极乐，所以对物质生活没有丝毫的兴趣。
Okay, so we'll stop the lecture here and we ask if there's any questions.
好，我们就讲到这里，我们看一下有什么问题。
你能看到吗？问题
是第一个是 Draupadi 的问题吗？
软知识发布。您看的是房间里是吧？
我没我看啊。好，第一个是软知识发布的问题。顶拜 Maharaj 的灵性讲课，顶拜翻译，顶拜 Sati Mataji 的灵性主持 ，Priyavrata 王。最终也要放弃居士生活，这世间的一切都短暂，此生的人际关系也短暂，包括家庭关系、工作关系、社会关系等等。如何在 Krishna 知觉中和谐处理日常生活里的短暂人际关系呢？The question is that Ultimately, Priyavrata has to give up grasp life. Everything in this material world is temporary, including the relationship between family, job, and society. So how to harmoniously deal with this temporary human relationship in Krishna consciousness.
We deal with it by putting Krishna in the center of it, because Krishna is in the center of our spiritual life. That is eternal.
我们是通过把 Krishna 放在一切的中心来处理这个问题，因为 Krishna 是我们灵性生活的中心，而这是永恒的。
It's very simple. You have to have Krishna consciousness. And Krishna consciousness is there in the spiritual world.
非常简单，只需要拥有 Krishna 之觉，因为在灵性世界就是 Krishna 之觉。Next one?
Yeah?
Oh, 下一个问题 Draupadi Devadasi Hare Krishna 感谢敬爱的 Guru Deva 孜孜不倦的教导在年轻的居士生活阶段努力平衡物质和灵性过程中 Madhaji 也要像 Priyavata 的妻子那样会取悦丈夫激励丈夫有所成就吗那如何从事不是感官享乐而是恰当的促进灵性进步呢 The question is that so in the Grihastha the new Grihastha life during theThe process of balancing material and spiritual life, should Madhaji also follow the example of the wife of Priyavrata to please their husband, to encourage their husband to make achievement? And this is the first part. And the second part is that, make difference between this sense of gratification and proper spiritual progress activity.
Mm-hmm. Well, we said in the lives of great men, somebody is doing very, very important work andYou know, a very big position and like that. So then they need to be encouraged because it can be very demanding.
我们刚才说的就是在伟人的生活当中啊，因为他们的工作是非常伟大的，地位也是非常崇高的，所以他们是需要鼓励的，而且因为他们是有这种居高临下的非常控制的地位。
Of course, it's very difficult, even for ordinary men, difficult to maintain the family, take the responsibility for the wife and the child. They have to work hard all day, so they need to be encouraged. So the wife, her duty, one of the duties of being a wife is to encourage.
Hare Krishna. Yes. 所以对于普通人的生活呢，他们也是挺困难、挺难的，因为他们需要维系自己的家庭，维系自己的妻子、孩子们，所以他们他们要工作一整天，他们也需要鼓励，所以妻子的职责就是鼓励自己的丈夫。
So the wife should always dress very nicely.For her husband, to attract her husband.
妻子应该为了丈夫而穿着打扮，因为很好的穿着打扮以吸引自己的丈夫。
And when the husband's away from home, then the wife won't dress nicely, and she will simply stay at home, and she will dress very plain.
丈夫不在的时候呢，妻子就不用很好的 打扮自己，他只是待在家里头，很简单的穿着，衣着很朴素。
So when the wife encourages the husband, then the husband will be happy. He will appreciate family life.
如果妻子鼓励自己的丈夫，丈夫就会很开心快乐，很欣赏自己的家庭生活。
Yeah, he won't be attracted to other women. If the wife is always well decorated, dressed very nicely, and smiles and makes him happy, then the husband won't look to other women.
这样呢，他丈夫自己的丈夫呢，就不会被别的女子所吸引。如果自己的妻子呢，佩戴饰物，把自己穿着得很美丽，然后面带微笑。丈夫就会很开心快乐，不会看别的女人。
But if the wife is always complaining and criticizing and nasty to the husband, then the husband won't like the home life.
但是如果妻子成天就抱怨、批评，还有就是出言不逊的话，丈夫就不喜欢那种家庭生活。
So today, that's why there's so much divorce. Women are not trained.How to please the husband?
我们看到呢，当今有那么多的离婚，因为妻子们没有受过训练，该如何取悦自己的丈夫？
So they please the husband like this by dressing nicely, by keeping themselves attractive, and speaking nice words to him.
所以呢？妻子应当取悦丈夫，就是穿着很得体、很优雅，而且呢，也吸引自己的丈夫。他们的言语呢是非常的柔和、轻柔，非常的优美。
Does it make sense to you?
您觉得这个说的有没有道理呢
？Draupadi。
卓巴迪，您姑姑问您，他说的话，您觉得有道理吗 ？And also the second part of the question is that how to carry out the activity that is not belong to the category of sense gratification, but the activity of promoting spiritual progress.
Oh, yes. Well, in family life, it promotes spiritual progress by doing things like worship of the Supreme Lord. Husband and wife together, they can worship the Lord.
在家庭生活当中，恰当的促进灵性进步的活动就是崇拜至尊主，夫妻一起崇拜至尊主。
And they can also...perform sacrifices for the pleasure of the Lord.
他们也可以一起为了取悦至尊主而举行祭祀。
Just like we do Harinam, we do Sankirtan, we do Kirtan at home.
就我们在家中举行 Kirtan, Sankirtan.
So husband and wife and family members together, they can worship the Lord and make spiritual advancement.
家庭成员包括夫妻都崇拜至尊主以便取得灵性的进步。
Dorpati Madaji 说有道理， Harivansa Prabhu 也说有道理，丈夫都希望这样。
Okay, so of course, husband's duty is to work hard to be able to take care of the wife nicely.
当然了，丈夫的职责就是努力工作，照料好自己的妻子。
And he has to give her Krishna conscious children.
丈夫还要给妻子有 Krishna 知觉的孩子。
They have to keep the home Krishna conscious.
他们要让自己的家保持 Krishna 知觉。
Usually householders will keep a deity in the home.
通常居士们都在家中 安放神像。
Or at least they will have an altar with pictures.
至少有神坛，里面至少应该有照片。
And they should worship nicely. They should do nice worship.
他们应该很好的崇拜。
So this way they make advancement.
以这种方式取得。
Householders shall have the duty to invite guests to bring saintly devotees to their home.
居士们还有职责邀请圣洁的奉献者光临家中。
And to hear from them, to get spiritual instruction from them.
聆听 他们的教诲，从他们那里获得灵性的教导。
They shouldn't just live at home together, eat themselves. They must always have people coming to eat in their home.
他们不应该就是生活在自己独自的在家里头进食，他们应该总是家中有来客在他们家中进食。
So we often see couples who get married, and then they're living together and they're cooking up every day, and the two of them get very fat after some time because they're just cooking and eating together, the two of them, and they never eat.
我们看到呢，有这种现象，就是夫妻两个人在家里头整天在那里做饭，然后吃，但结果呢越来越胖，因为他们从来不邀请别人。
So when householders asked Prabhupada what should they do, what was their duty, he said whenever they cook food, they have to call out, food is now ready, anybody who wants to eat, please come, take food.
当有居士问圣帕帕德居士的职责是什么的时候，圣帕帕德的答案是他们在做好了prasadam 之后，他们应该大声的召唤现在呢饭已经好了，谁还没有吃就请来吃吧。
Yeah, when Prabhupada said when he was a young boy in his home every day there were four or six guests every night.
圣帕帕德说，当他还在小孩子的时候呢，他们家里头每天晚上都有四个到六个人到他家里吃晚饭。
Yeah. Okay. Does that answer? Anna? Any more questions? 还有问题吗？
还有Five.
不错。
下 the next one.
Yeah.
Jaya Krishna 的问题，恶魔做祭祀如何成功？苏梅乳山星球没有黑夜，永远是白天吗？顶拜姑的莲花组。The question is that.How for the demon to perform yagya, how to make it successful? This is first one. The second part.
Okay, first one.
Okay.
How can the demon make the yagya successful?
Yes.
Well, just like Prahlad Maharaj, when you mean demon, do you mean one born in a demon family? Or do you mean one who has a demon mentality? Just like Prahlad and Bali, you know, they were born in a demon family, but they're devotees.
那您说的那个是使得是出生于恶魔家庭，就像普拉德和巴利马哈拉之那样，但他们本身是奉献者，还是指的有恶魔心态的人呢？
Of course, Hiranyakashipu, he was a demon, and he would do yagya. He would have himself worship. He would worship himself. He would not worship the Supreme Lord.
Hiranyakashipu, 是个恶魔，他是崇拜他自己。他不崇拜至尊主。
So they can never be successful. Haribo?
It's broken, the later part.
So Hiranyakashipu, demons who worship themselves cannot be successful.
所以恶魔 Hiranyakashipu, 他崇拜自己，他永远不能成功。
So we want to be successful in a yagya, we have to worship the Supreme Lord.
我们希望yagya祭祀取得成功的话，必须要崇拜至尊主。
We say yagya vai Vishnu. Lord Vishnu is the enjoyer of all yagya.
就这个梵文的师姐的意思是 ，Vishnu 是 yagya 的享受者。
So we want to be successful in the performance of a yagya, a sacrifice. We have to worship Lord Vishnu.
如果我们希望 yagya 祭祀取得成功的话，一定要崇拜至尊主。
Even if you're a demon, you have to worship Lord Vishnu.
即使是恶魔，也必须要崇拜 Vishnu。
他不说这个是有具有恶魔心态的人做祭祀。
恶魔心态的人做祭祀。Well, somebody whose state of mind is demonic and is doing a yagya. How to make it successful? Well, the one who is doing the yagya, he should chant the holy name.
做祭祀的人应当唱诵圣名。
If he's not devotee to this, cannot be successful.
如果不是奉献者，是不能成功的。
But what is success? Do you want material result or spiritual result? If you want material result, then demon can give you material result.
看你是下物质的结果还是灵性的结果。恶魔不能给予灵性的成果。
But if you want material prosperity, you want to enjoy material life, the demon can do yagya to help you enjoy material life.
如果你想物质的繁荣，恶魔可以举行yagya祭祀，给予你这种物质的繁荣。
But a devotee doesn't want to enjoy material life. A devotee simply wants Krishna consciousness.
奉献者不希望享受物质生活，奉献者只希望拥有 Krishna 知觉。
So if you do a yagya, you should have a devotee. 对。
因此，如果你想做祭祀的话，一定要请奉献者来做。
Just like cooking is a yagya.Cooking should be done by someone who's a devotee.
就像烹饪就是一种 yagya 祭祀，所以一定要由奉献者来烹饪。
Eat the food cooked by devotees.
只吃奉献者烹饪的食物。
Okay.
Okay. This.
Are you wanting?
The second part of the question is that in the Sumeru, in the planet where Sumeru mountain situated, there is no night. It's eternally daytime. Is it? Is that right?
Well, Priyavrata wanted to make it like that.
Priyavrata Vang, 他是希望这样的。
So for some part of the time, he made it like that, yeah.
所以在一段时间、一段时期之内呢，他就让是使这种情况发生了。The next question from Vedavati Devadasi, Hare Krishna, 明白 Guru 的感恩翻译，请问 Guru 怎样才有资格得到灵性导师的训示？是直接询问，还是好好做服务等待？Hare Krishna, a business guru. My question is that how can I be qualified to get instructions from a spiritual master? Should I directly inquire or should I do nice service and wait for the instruction?
You can inquire if you have something you want to ask about.Then certainly you can approach the spiritual teacher and ask about it.
如果你有问题的话，你肯定是可以接近灵性导师直接咨询的呀。The next question.
No, second part. If you don't have anything, any particular.Idea to inquire, then you just do nice service and wait and see if the spiritual master gives you some instruction.
如果您没有什么具体的问题要做要问的话，您就可以直接就很好的做服务，然后等着灵性导师主动的给你训谕。
It's important.Actually, you should better that you ask yourself. You come yourself and inquire.
最好是您本人亲自来直接问灵性导师。Mara, next question.
Okay.
下一个是 Rasa 顶拜 Guru 经典中多次提到，你也讲了 Mataji 一定要结婚，但现在婚姻的现状令越来越多的经济上独立的 Mataji 宁愿单身自由专一做服务，也不愿意进入复杂多变令人烦心的婚姻生活，请问您如何看待这种现象呢？如果占星师预算 Mataji 将来会有婚姻，但 Mataji 本人不想结婚，只想爱 Krishna 一个人更好服务，请问 Krishna 会满足他的这个灵性愿望吗？
The woman doesn't want to get married, you're saying?
Yes, the Mataji, because economically independent, the Mataji would rather not enter into very boring and changeable family life. And also...She asked you how to regard this phenomenon. And the second part of the question is that if the astrology predicts the Mataji will definitely enter into family life, but the Mataji doesn't want to marry, only want to love Krishna and do better service, will Krishna satisfy the Mataji's spiritual desire?This is a question.
Okay. So, she thinks family life, well, it doesn't have to be boring. Sometimes, you see, the point is that women need to be protected. And if a woman is not married, then there's no one to protect her. Her elderly parents are not going to be able to protect her. So it's usually recommended that women should get married and have a man, a mature man, who will protect her.
实际上生活呢不一定就是令人厌烦的。问题的关键是女子是需要保护的。如果她不结婚，她的父母年迈了就不能一直保护她。所以建议就是有成熟的男子能够保护这个妈的姐。
Also, women have the ability to give birth to children, and Krishna conscious children are needed for the world.
另外一点呢，就是女子她有生育能力，这个世界上啊是需要 Krishna 之觉的孩子的。
So if you give birth to a child and raise a child to be a devotee, that's very good. It's a very great service.
所以如果您生孩子，把孩子抚养成有 Krishna 之觉，这是一个很了不起的服务。
Haribol?
Haribol, the next question?
No, but not.
Yes, the second. Yes, Maharaj?
Yeah, usually when if they're alone, it's boring for them. They prefer to be married.
一般而言呢，如果女子啊，妈的姐一个人，老是一个人，她最后也就是厌倦了。妈的姐还是喜欢结婚的。
And if the second part, if the astrology says that you have a good compatibility with a man, then you should consider seriously to enter into married life. It's usually better for a woman to be married.
如果占星师预算呢，你会有一个很绝配的婚姻生活。那最好还是进入婚姻生活。
Unless you're very strong in Krishna consciousness.
除非您是在 Krishna 直觉当中是非常有力量的。
And you should have association with other single ladies.
而且还要和别的单身女子在一起联谊。
Yeah, there should be ladies of similar age who are also not married.
需要有未婚的同龄女子为伴。
And they also have to be devotees.
当然了，他们应该是奉献者。
Then you may be able to please Krishna.
在这种情况下，您可以娶 Krishna.
If you fully engage yourself in devotional service.
如果您能让自己全然的投入奉献服务当中。
Yeah. Did I answer it okay?
Yes, you have answered her the questions.
还有问题吗？
还有，下面还有一个是 Rajendra Prabhu 的问题。据说一个居士男人成功的背后有一位伟大的女人，请问一位真守生成功背后是谁的仁慈？
I said that there's a behind every great man, there's a greater woman. So this devotee is asking, who is behind the brahmachari?
Yes. So maybe I translate wrong. You said every great man, not specifically necessary grihastha. 也许我
behind every great man there's a greater woman, meaning The man gets a lot of help from his wife.
所以就是在每一位伟大伟人背后都有一位更加伟大的女子，所以在伟大的这个一个居士男子的背后呢，要有一个伟大了不起的妻子。
So he's asking who's behind the brahmachari.
Yes.
Radharani.
在真守生成功的背后，古鲁说是Radharani。
OK， 还有问题吗？
还有问题 ，Yes， Haribo， 顶拜咕噜，顶拜翻译，顶拜主持人，请问咕噜，中国传统文化讲究孝敬父母长辈，这与 Krishna 智觉中的孝敬长辈有什么不同呢？The questions that obeisance。To Guru, translator, and host. My question is that in Chinese tradition, they also say we should respect our parents and seniors. So what's the difference between respect seniors in Krishna consciousness? With this Chinese tradition, what's the difference between the two?
Well, there doesn't have to be any difference. It's the same culture, the same principle.
没有什么不同，都是同样的文化，同样的原则。
We're describing the austerity of the body in the mode of goodness.
我们描述的是在善良形态当中躯体的苦行。
So Chinese culture also like to appreciate that mode of goodness.
中国文化也非常尊重这种善良形态。
Prabhupada said China culture, Indian culture have many similarities.
帕帕德说中国文化与印度文化有很多相似之处。
So this is one of them. They both give respect.
所以这就是其中的一个相似之处。他们都尊重这个父母长辈。
In the Western culture, they don't have that.
在西方文明当中就缺乏这点。
Old people, if you're old, you're useless. Nobody has any interest in you.
当老了的时候呢，就没用了，就不，别人就不感兴趣了。
Okay, 还有问题吗？
还有两个。真正，居士马他吉不应该去传教吧，应该在家待着吧。
A married woman shouldn't go out to preach. She should just stay at home.
Yes, yes.
Who said this?
这是谁说的？
Everybody can go out to preach.
每个人都可以出去传教。
Can take the children with them and go out and preach.
可以带着孩子出去传教。
Very attractive. Woman comes with the children.
妇女和孩子一起。来了，这非常吸引人。
Everyone can be engaged in Krishna's service, preaching, chanting and dancing, book distribution.
人人都可以从事奉爱奉献服务，传教、唱诵、跳舞、派书。
还有问题吗？
还有一个，最后一个，亲爱的，瑜伽进食 ，the name is 瑜伽进食。嗯，亲爱的咕噜老师，顶拜你，一直想找到你，托庇你。从一开始念诵听到你的名字就一直有这个愿望，可以吗？怎么联系到您？
Well, where you have to ask where is she from?
嗯，咕噜问您，您是哪儿的人？哪里的？
他是在新疆，新疆很远，他那边应该是没有奉献者的。
哦，新疆那边，嗯。不容易啊。
对，他是一个瑜伽老师。
Okay, so, 瑜伽老师，嗯。She can keep in touch. 你可以跟我联系，可以写信给我。
嗯，好的。
那你可以给我给他我的邮箱。
嗯，可以。
我的那个微信。
嗯，可以，好的。我跟他 有一些联系，嗯，知道他是哪位奉献者。
他是你的朋友吗？
对，有过一些联谊，很但是不是很多。嗯。
他一个人。
对，他一个人，是的。
他的老家也是那边吗？新疆。
对，他就是那边的人，他就生活在那边。
嗯。OK， 他可以跟我联系。
好的，回头让他跟您联系。嗯。
OK， 今天到这儿啊。
嗯 ，Maharaj， can I also add a question to this Madhaji who is asking the woman she want to keep she if the woman is divorced somebody。Some female devotees divorced. Should she also enter into family life to be protected by some mature male or live together with the parents?
Yes. If she can find a suitable man, qualified man, she can be.
Okay.
Safer for her.
So better for her to find a suitable man.
Well, she doesn't want to go and just look around for a man. That's not a good idea. But if some man is interested in her, then she can consider.
Hmm.所以我刚才问就是继续就上面那个问题，我又问了，假设有的妈的吉他离婚了，那是不是也应该就找到一个成熟的男子来保护他呢？嗯，妈拉吉姑妈拉的答案就是说可以，如果他能找到一个合适的，但是他不应该自己去到处找。那假设有。就是男性啊，对他感兴趣的话，可以。
Because she's already had one chance. She, according her karma was that, you know, she got a man and the marriage was not successful. So her karma was like that. So it's not very good to have a second chance, second attempt.
所以他的 karma 呢，就是说。他的婚姻生活是不成功的，所以呢，他不应该有一个第二次尝试。She shouldn't have the second attempt. right?
But I couldn't hear, the voice broke.
So just now you mentioned that the Mataji, due to her karma.
Yeah. Usually women should just marry one time. If it doesn't work, because the karma is not very good.
一般而言, 就是女子, 应该一辈子就结一次婚, 如果 就是离婚了, 就是, 这karma 不是很好, 不好。
Yeah, karma is not for marriage. Not very good.
所以她的, karma,
so they try a second time.
Yes. Yes, Maharaj.
Second time, if the man is very, if some man is very, very interested and very qualified in her, then she can consider.
假设那个有男子就是非常对她感兴趣，而且非常有资格的话，她可以考虑再婚。
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
If he's a devotee, should be a devotee, right?
Yeah. 那这男子的应该是一个位奉献者。
He has to be very qualified.
必须非常有资格。
Okay.
嗯，好的。谢谢大家。
谢谢Golday。
沈阳的凡爱瑜伽。 于老师也说顶拜孤乳 想念您
我们什么时候见
Good day 我跟您微信联系 我们确定时间好吗
以后啊 我等你跟我联系
好的 好谢谢孤乳
OK 晚安
晚安
谢谢孤乳妈咪
谢谢孤乳妈咪 妈，谢谢萨提，感谢大家的聆听。感谢大家，感谢奉献者。好的
，Hare Krishna，Hare
Krishna。